It's the Tuesday version of your favorite program, 538. Let's jump into some entertainment news. Gentlemen, for those of you who find Sofia Vergara to be a very attractive young lady, and you've always thought, yeah, I've got what it takes, well, now's your chance. She is now unengaged again. This has been a on-again, off-again circumstance. Nick Loeb, her boyfriend slash fiance slash whatever he is now, the engagement is off again. This is after getting engaged last year on her 40th birthday and after dating for about, 3 years or so.
Which one is she? She's the one in the Fiat commercials from last year's Super Bowl?
No.
She's in Modern Family, married to Al Bundy.
She was also in the Three Stooges movie remake.
Oh, okay. Got it. Right. In Modern Family.
Sure. Big, lovely eyes. There's no word why
they split.
She was going
to be high maintenance, you think?
You know, I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't. There's something about her that doesn't strike me as high maintenance. She seems maybe fun-loving and down-to-earth, but the accent would drive me insane after a while.
You think the accent is real? That's her real accent?
No, I think it's exaggerated.
Yeah.
Remember
Charo?
Charo.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand Charo because the accent was over-exaggerated.
Coochie-coo!
Yeah, it was just annoying. It's like, you've been in the country how long? You can't speak any better than that? Anyway, there's no word why they split. There's been rumors that the boyfriend, get this, is a serial cheater.
You can't help himself.
You have a girlfriend that is Sofia Vergara. Very attractive, very talented, and you... Katy Perry is back in the entertainment news. Now, this time she's talking about Rihanna. Any idea what Katy Perry would be saying about Rihanna?
I'm better than her.
Nothing good, well, probably. That's...
she came out to an interview with Elle Canada magazine and said basically this, quote, "I think Rihanna always looks so fresh, and I'm like, how do you do that? We all know how much pot you smoke. And you don't sleep because you're on Instagram at 4 o'clock in the morning." So basically she called her a weed monster and an insomniac. So now there's going to be some kind of a feud between Rihanna and Katy Perry. This will be filed under who cares.
No, this is good for both. It's all in the category of any publicity is good.
Sure.
So you have two people trash-talking each other.
Sure.
And both of their fan bases rally around it. It'll be in the news. We'll talk about it. It's
good for them. That concludes our talking about it.
Good.
I just thought it was interesting that they, you know, that Katy Perry just off the cuff, oh, yeah, you smoke weed by the bucket load. Now, we know that Sunday, an Indian-American woman by the name of Nina Duvaluri was crowned Miss America. Have you seen her?
Mm-hmm.
Very attractive. I think she...
Well, that's a given, isn't it? You have to be fairly attractive to be Miss America.
No, I've seen some Miss America pageants that I'm like, what? No, no. No.
You are cold, man. You are really cold.
That chick has a mustache.
Oh, stop it. There's never been a Miss America with a mustache.
Beard?
Oh, jeez.
Hunchback? I don't know. What?
Anyway, you're going to talk about the racist tweets that came out after she won the contest.
I am very disappointed. It's
America. What are you talking about? This is America. There's always
going to
be idiots out there that are going to do stuff like this.
Some of our racists are idiots because she is Hindu from India.
Yes.
Oh, that's where her family background is. And our idiot racists lump her in as Muslim.
Those
dark skin, they're all the same.
Allow me to give you some of the examples because it makes your point very clearly. And the Arab wins Miss America classic. These are tweets that were sent in. How the bleep does a foreigner win Miss America? She's an Arab, idiots. Quote, this is my favorite. I swear I'm not racist, but this is America. What? Asian or Indian? Are you kidding? This is America. Oh, my God. Lots of them were saying.
You did that with a southern accent.
Yeah, well, you know. 9/11 was 4 days ago, and she gets Miss America? Nice slap in the face to the people of 9/11. How pathetic, Miss America. Congratulations, Al-Qaeda. Our Miss America is one of you. You people that are believing this are just flaming idiots. There is more. I don't understand how you don't fall down more. The amount of stupidity that is running through your brain and your blood. Just absolutely. It's very disappointing. It's very, very disappointing.
You know, we should be able to track those folks down and shame them publicly. Is there a way to do that? Can we call the NSA and get those people's
you get on that.
Twitter accounts, their addresses, their phone numbers?
I'm sure you
there
and
there should
your,
be a way to shame them publicly.
I'm sure you and the other socialist progressives in our nation would be happy to do something just like that. Mm-hmm. You get on that. AMC is developing another Walking Dead show. It's set in the same zombie apocalypse universe, but it'll involve a new story and new characters.
How many zombies can they kill?
I was just going to say, how many new twists can you put on the same old zombie thing? No title yet. The show isn't expected to debut until 2015. That's called Striking While the Iron's Hot. Britney Spears, you know, talk about stupidity. This chick just fell into a bucket of money.
She wishes that Rihanna could call her out for whatever it is.
Nah, she's good. She's really good. She just jackpotted. The internet, and we all know how important the internet is. Actually, TMZ is reporting that Britney Spears will very soon announce a 2-year long-term residency show at Las Vegas Planet Hollywood. She will be making $15 million a year or a paltry $310,000 per show.
Doesn't have to travel. We'll probably have a lavish suite that is paid for by the hotel.
Absolutely.
Pretty sweet gig.
Not bad.
That's what entertainers want.
Yeah.
You want your own theater in one of the casinos, you know, where you work that 10 months out of the year, take a month off, and maybe do select cities for the other month.
Isn't it a little bit of an oxymoron for Britney Spears at the Hard Rock, though?
She's at the Planet Hollywood.
Oh, well, then that makes sense.
Planet Hollywood.
All right, well, there it is then. Gene Simmons is not saying very nice things about his former bandmates, former KISS members Peter Criss and Ace Frehley.
Who are no longer with the band.
He says, quote, "I won't stand for drunks and alcoholics who get on stage and consider it their birthright. Ace and Peter have had a lifetime of being losers."
Mm-hmm. So there goes that KISS reunion we were all hoping for at some point in time, huh?
Dissension among the ranks in the KISS army, I see. Well, now the question is, does Gene really have a lot of room to be calling people because of their choice of lifestyle losers?
Well, I think Gene Simmons is just a nice Jewish boy from Brooklyn. He's, you know, he doesn't. I don't think he drinks. He's been married to the same woman, even though she's former Playmate of the Year for a long time.
They just recently got married.
No,
within the last decade.
They've been together for a long,
forever.
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's a businessman.
But he's bedded like 10,000 women.
Well, there is that. He was a rock star.
Oh, okay.
He lived the rock star lifestyle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
part of the contract with the devil, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, that goes without saying, obviously.
I don't need to see his tongue ever again.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's part of his career is sticking out that tongue, and it's
spitting blood or fire. Well, does he do blood or fire? I can't remember.
Yes.
Does he do both?
Yeah, sure. You know, I mean, you got to have some diversity to your...
They were just here. They were just at Rockfest over in Kadat this past summer.
Awesome. Awesome. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll come right back.
For the 8th time this past Friday in Russia, to help fight their low birth rate, they celebrated something called Day of Conception. People are encouraged to take the day off, have sex, and procreate. Well, that's not unusual. We have that in this country. It's called the office Christmas party. You all know that. It's the same thing. Basically the same.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.